Hey, wait up. Hi. Hey, excuse me. Can you wait up, please? Hi. Yes, hello. Do you have a moment to spare? I know you're about to leave this house party, but it's really important, and I'd like to speak to you. Oh, my apologies. My name is Violet. Oh, I'm sorry. You look upset now. Did I say something wrong? I really do apologize. You had a sister by that name. I see. The thing that I need to talk to you about is something that does deal with family. I'm going to pull up a few photos on my phone. Can you please take a second to look at them? Here, let me pull them up right now. Just give me a moment. Your name is. Yes, right. That's. Hopefully you're the right one. Here. These pictures here. This person. Do you know them? Is this perhaps a parent of yours? Really? Here, here's another photo. How about this one? All right, can you tell me their name? Yes, that's right. And you said you had a sister? That had my name, right? Was she taken away when your parents split? I kind of know that your parents split because a lot of things are matching up right now. And if I'm correct, you're my little brother. And if you're related to the person in the picture, we're siblings, even if it was just half. Whoa there. Don't collapse on me. It does seem like you had a bit to drink. Hey, let's get you to your car. Let me see your keys. You want to sit in the back? Are you sure? Okay. All right. Let's get you a bit, well, sort of comfortable. The car isn't the best place. There we go. Here. You can lay your head on my lap or something. Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. I don't mind too much. Especially for siblings. If we really are, then it doesn't matter. Not weird. And that also means I get to throw you around and call you names, and it's fine. I'm not gonna actually do that. I'm not gonna bully you. That's for later. Anyway, here, get comfortable. Make sure the door is locked. I kind of have a thing with people entering cars. It's like a little fear of mine. So I can see that you've had quite a bit of fun in that party since you are a bit drunk. Look at you. You're all grown up. Having fun. Drinking. Spending time with friends. Able to drive. I'm so proud of you. For getting this far. You seem to be pretty good right now. I'm glad that it doesn't seem like you went down the wrong path. Happy to see that. It's really something I would have wanted. I always wanted to find you. Yes, I really do think you're my little brother. The person you saw in the picture. I'm related to them too. And if that's the case, we're siblings. And we both have the names that we're looking for. You were missing your sister, and I was missing my little brother. And I found you. I'm so happy I found you. And I'm so proud of you for getting this far. Something I'm not proud of, though, is letting a complete stranger enter your car and take care of you as you're in a vulnerable state. But at the same time, I guess I did show you quite a bit of proof, though it is still concerning. But actually, no. Did you plan on driving drunk? Because you didn't have anyone else with you. And just look at you. You're wasted. That I'll smack you for later. We can relax here for a bit, though. Just chill. And talk. Try to catch up on everything we've missed. So, I've missed you. I remember the times when we would just run around the house and play tag, play with our little water guns and stuff. We would get yelled at because we would use them in the house. You would always try to hide behind someone, but I never cared. I still sprayed water, and whoever you were hiding behind got soaked, too. We always got in trouble. Or when we would go in those little battery-powered car things, we would have to charge the battery inside and put it in the little tiny car. We would drive around and be stupid together. I remember this one time when we went down the street, and for some reason our street had like a parking lot of some sort. But I guess it was because it was like an apartment thing, so I needed that big spot. But then there was these wood like planks for showing or telling where the cars were supposed to be parked. And we just drove right into one, knocking it over. I don't know how powerful a little kid car was, but it was pretty powerful. And we knocked it over. Some old man came out of the apartment thing and yelled at us, and immediately it was like a little getaway. We looked at each other. You looked at me and just said, "Drive." And I backed up and we just went. That thing was sort of fast, but not really that fast. But it went, you know what? It was pretty fast to me. But I'm pretty sure it was because we were kids. So it was much faster. But if we saw it now, it probably wouldn't be that fast. But let me tell you, those were one of the best times. It's a core memory. Looks like you're about to pass out there. Why don't you tell me your address? I'll take you home. You can pass out. I'll wake you up when we get there. Yeah. I got it. My little brother. Your big sister is finally back. And I'm staying this time. Promise.